down. But at this minute, I got to get to the phone line with Stacy Holler because she called in and she is ready to go because I know Stacy. She got a lot to say because it's the month of June. It's the beginning of June. And there's a lot going on in the planets. I don't know much, but I got to tell you, there's some movement going. And I just know, like I know that she's going to be bringing up like full moons and Mercury retrogrades and Uranus. And it's just going to be a lot. So we want to know what all of this movement is going to be doing for each one of our astrological signs. I know I'm sitting here on my edge of my seat going, what next, universe? So let's check in with Stacy Holler from destinyinthestars.com. Destiny in the Stars, Stacy, how are you? And what do the stars and the planets have in store for us for June? Welcome, welcome.
Oh, so happy to be here, and happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
We got to kind of look at where your birthday year is going.
Oh, good
as
Lord.
Well. Well, it's that time, solar return time.
Yes.
So, as with everybody, we're really trying to figure out this month. And, you know, every month has its particular flavor. And yeah. We always look at the new moons and the full moons, but we got a little double trouble happening this month because the full moon in Capricorn is the same day that the Mercury retrograde is coming on full blast.
All right. You see, I knew there was a reason I wanted to go under the desk or the table here while you were talking today, because I'm like, good God,
well,
it's going to be a bit of a wake-up call, right?
You know, and it always – I love after your opus, you know, the astrology always follows what you set forth in the beginning. So, it is going to be a time to stop and reconsider, and we'll talk about this June 29th day that we want to mark on our calendars. And we also, what's interesting about this new moon is this is the culmination of all of our New Year's resolutions. So you know when it's a new moon, we have a vision, and where in our life we want to see it unfold in the next 6 months. So when we talk about the new moon, too, it's like, the full moon also is the culmination of your resolutions and your goals that you set for the new year. So it's a very interesting month for us to take a look at, for sure. And we always just want to know how we're going to navigate it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And I did want to share something that I thought of that you mentioned earlier when you were speaking about astrology and about making life plans and choices that we have. And it is with astrology, the saying is that stars and planets impel, but don't compel. So, yes, we're all drawn to certain situations. We're all faced with things, but it doesn't force us to do things, so we have choices. And I know you were talking about that in the beginning.
Yeah, choices, yeah.
Choices, and so part of what, I'm sorry?
I said it gets complicated, these choices.
It does. But know that the choices we are being confronted with are the choices for our growth and development and kind of what we knew we were going to come to in this life.
Right.
We didn't want to think about it, but it's the situations that we wanted to deal with this time around. But you also know we all bring with us the powers to be successful. So even though rough times come up, it challenges us to, as we always say every month, Sarah, stick to our own truth.
Correct.
So that's what's
correct.
Always going to get us through. So should we rock around the clock?
Let's rock around the clock. Absolutely. Let's take a look and see what we've got going on.
Well, for everybody listening, I know you know, if you know your rising sign, also listen to that. Because for many of us, that rings more true than your sun sign. But we always start with the first sign of the zodiac. So we'll look at Aries.
Yes.
Now, this new moon on June 14th in Gemini, for you, is in your house that has to deal with communication. It could deal with your siblings, your local neighborhood. So in those areas, start visioning, for everybody when we talk about the new moon, what you want that world to look like in the next 6 months. Now, the full moon, that's the culmination time. We all know on full moons, crazy stuff could happen. So this full moon in Capricorn is the same day as the Mercury retrograde. Now, a little bit about the retrograde for some of you who may not be familiar, although it's so much a part of our culture today, I'm sure you've heard of it. But what the Mercury retrograde is when the planet Mercury, which is the planet of communication, appears to stop or move backwards, that's the time you don't want to start anything new. Now, this Mercury retrograde is on June 29th. It goes through July 23rd, so it's really most of July. It's a great time to review things. Great time to travel to places you've been to before. Just not a good time to start new things. So if you have a new job coming up, see if you could start after the Mercury retrograde if possible. Any new contracts, try to say after the retrograde. But if you do need to do it, just make sure you cross every T and dot every I. It just may not turn out to what you think it's going to be. So here we go. We've got the Mercury retrograde energy starting on the same day as the full moon on the 29th. Now, for you, Aries, that's all happening in your house of career. So you might get a surprise about your career on that day on the full moon, and then you're going to have some time to reconsider what you want. It's not a good time to make changes, but the retrograde is a good time to rethink. Maybe you need to look for a new job. Maybe you want to plan to talk to your boss about a promotion. Do the planning, but don't start until August. Now, for you, Taurus, this new moon for you is in your house of money. So for you, plan out, what do you want the next 6 months? Where would money come in? What new things can you do to generate money for you? Now, the full moon and the Mercury retrograde all lands in your ninth house. Now, that is all about education and travel. Could be even legal matters. So if you want to plan a trip during the retrograde, plan it and only actually go on a trip to some place you've been to before. If you want to go to someplace new, you can do the planning, but I say wait until the end of August. So for you, it's all about travel and education and going out in the world. Now, Gemini, again, happy birthday to all my Gemini friends out there. This new moon is in your first house, so this new moon is a new start for you, a new beginning. So now, Geminis, who do you want to be for the next 6 months? What do you want to look like in the world? It is a new, fresh start time for you. Now, for you, the full moon and the Mercury retrograde is in your house of intimate relationships and shared resources and money from other places. So you might get a little surprise on that full moon. Maybe some unexpected money comes in from some place you didn't expect it to. And during the retrograde, it's a good time to settle some debt, really plan on things, maybe take a look and analyze, but don't make any new moves. Cancer, your new moon, that is in your 12th house. So for you, it's a time of healing and reflection and doing some early work healing. It's a good time to meditate for you. Now, the full moon for you and your Mercury retrograde is in your house of relationships. So the retrograde is a time where you might find some old lovers popping up from the past, and it's a time that you might be rethinking your relationship and deciding, should I stay or should I go? But don't make any decisions until after the retrograde is over. Now, Leo, the new moon for you is in your house of friends and networks. So maybe you're taking a look and new people might come into your life, or you make some new networking connections that help you reach your goals. Now, the full moon and Mercury retrograde for you is in your sixth house, Leo. That's everyday life. That's work. That's scheduling. That's your health. And during the Mercury retrograde, maybe it's a time to rethink some new health habits. You need to make those appointments again to take care of your health. Or you want to think about work, but don't make any big changes during the retrograde. Now, Virgo. For you, this new moon, that's in your house of career. So for Virgos, this is a time for you to vision, where do you want your career to go? Who do you need to connect with? What's your next step? Now, the full moon for you and the Mercury retrograde, that's in your house of romance. So you too may find some lovers popping up from the past. It's also about children and romance. So during this retrograde time, it could be a good healing time to evaluate your relationships in those areas and what you want to do with them moving forward. Libra, the new moon for you, that's in your house of travel and education. Think about what you might want to study, what trips you might want to take coming up. Where do you want some growth opportunities to spread your wings? Now, the full moon in Mercury retrograde for you is in your fourth house, Libra. That's your house of home and family. So on that day, which is the 29th, you might get a little surprise or something about your house or some family member. And during the retrograde, that's a great time if you're going to be doing any renovations or fixing up your home or thinking about moving or planning. It's a great time for that as well. Now, Scorpio, the new moon for you is in your house of shared finances, of intimacy. It's a house of transformation. So you want to see where are you going with those relationships in your life. Now, for you, the full moon of Mercury retrograde is in your third house. And the third house is all about communication and conversations. It might have something to do with your siblings. You might get news from a sibling on that full moon. And during the retrograde, might be something going on in your neighborhood. Maybe you reconnect with people during that time in right around your home. Now, Sag, the new moon for you is in your house of committed relationships. So that could be new beginnings for your partnerships, whether it's business, or even in your marriage, kind of a new time and a new beginning. Now, your full moon in Mercury retrograde is in your house of money. So you might get a little surprise of money on the full moon, but the Mercury retrograde is a time for you to revisit all of that, your finances, your debt, taxes, figure it all out and make your plans for the future. Capricorn, the new moon for you is in your everyday life house, work, wellness, health, daily routines. Envision what you need to get done and how you could improve in those areas.
Retrograde. That's it. Stacy Holler's talking about Mercury retrograde. And it's like someone pulled the plug on my radio show. Like, I can't make this stuff up. But all right, here we are, Stacy. So we were rocking around happily. Sounded like some people had money coming with the full moon. Sounded like some people had to review their finances. Other people had all these great things coming in their relationships and all this stuff. And then we got to Capricorn, unless there's something wrong with Capricorn. And poof, there we were.
You know what I'm going to say? Because I'm a Capricorn, and everybody who's listened to me join you over the years, when we talk about retrograde, I always say I lose my internet at some point in time during the retrograde. Because that's a retrograde thing. So I'm sorry I brought it to the show right yes. when my zodiac sign came up.
And interestingly enough, you didn't. We were still here with you. So I know we didn't lose you and you didn't lose us, but somehow we lost something. So hold on. This is Stacy Holler, Destiny in the Stars, take two. Okay, Stacy, take All us right. to Capricorn and tell us what's coming up for the Capricorns during this June new moon and full moon and Mercury retrograde cycle.
Yeah, we got to keep going around the clock. So, Capricorn, for you, the new moon is in your house of everyday life. So this is a time to envision your health regime, your wellness, your daily routines, your work. You want to take a look at what does that want to look like for you in the next 6 months? What do you have to pay attention to? Now, the full moon and Mercury retrograde for Capricorn is in your first house. That's you. That's a new start, personal revelations. Now, during the retrograde, you might get an itch to try something new or have a new look. So that's what happens when you're in the first house. So I would say don't do anything permanent during the retrograde. If you want to change your hair color, do a rinse. But don't make it perm till the retrograde is over. Now, Aquarius, for you, the new moon is in your house of romance and creativity. If you've had some passion projects, you've been percolating. Now's the time to really start envisioning that. And the full moon of Mercury retrograde for you, that's in your 12th house. That's your house of healing, of behind closed doors, what's happening in your inner work. So for you, it's a good time to lay low and work on some breakthroughs that could kind of release you to move forward after the retrograde. And Pisces, your new moon is in your fourth house. That's your home and your family. Maybe you're thinking of moving or renovating or changing some family dynamics. The new moon's going to kick off a new six-month cycle for you. And the full moon in Mercury retrograde is in your 11th house. Now, that's your friends, your networks, the people you hang out with. So you might meet some new people that day on the full moon or decide you're in the wrong group and you need to make a change. But don't start anything new during the retrograde. That's also for you, Pisces. It's also the house of goals and dreams. So that's a rethink time. Who do you want to be with and what do you want to accomplish? So everybody's going to have some rethinking time. And it is good. I always say that it's a good thing the retrogrades come up because we all need to stop and think periodically and regroup and see where we want to move forward with. So it is scary because things like what happened tonight could happen and you're going to miss schedules with a retrograde and people are going to cancel things on you and it could be frustrating. The good side of it is take a look at where you want to make changes in those areas we talked about. It's an opportunity and the planets and the stars are really impelling you to take a look at that and to make some decisions that you can make some good movement in your life. So, Sarah, we made it around the clock.
And we thank you for your patience, Stacy. And we're glad that we're able to connect like this in the beginning of every month so that we know what does the astrology have in store for us. And I heard, and I just really need a quick insight, that this Mercury retrograde has something to do with the planet or the sign of Cancer. So is it going to be a very emotionally charged retrograde? Like what type of retrograde should we all expect?
That's a good question. So yes, Cancer is a water sign. And of course, Cancer signs are going to feel this and water signs are going to feel this. But Cancer also represents home and family. So we're all going to feel pieces of that with Cancer. Okay. In general, in the retrograde. Now, where it falls, as we talked about earlier, you're going to feel it in that part of your life. So if you were listening to me and I also said it's going to affect in some way home and family, you're going to feel it even more because of the sign of Cancer. So, yes, you're correct.
Right. All right. Well, so I guess as Sarah Spiritual, I might experience sitting across from people with a lot of relationship issues coming up, a lot of breakups, right? So Mercury retrograde has a way of doing that for people and also an opportunity for them to reevaluate where they are in their relationships as well.
Yeah. And really more about family. What are your family relationships? Are you happy where you live? Do you need to change your home? Or things may happen in that area of your life to make you make that decision if you're not. Because Cancer really, well, think about this. The sign of Cancer is a crab, right? And a crab is in a shell and carries its home with them anytime. So they could always go right into their home. So Cancer is all about home. I think if you're a Cancer out there, you understand that your happy place might be your home.
Your happy place,
especially if you have a Mars in, if you have a Mars in Cancer, that's what it's about. So the overall retrograde, yes, the water signs will be a little more emotional. Take a look at where in your life you need to pay attention to that.
Well, I guess we all will. And thanks to Mercury retrograde, we get to think a little bit more. And lucky for us, in case we don't get it in the first Mercury retrograde in the beginning of the year, we've got several, 3 to 4, that pop up every calendar year. So just in case any of you just didn't think it through in the first Mercury retrograde, here we go. We're in Mercury retrograde number 2 of 2026. And let's all reflect. And let's go back to what I said in the opening of the show. What do you want your life to be and how can you get there and what do you need to let go of and what do you need to reevaluate and make the moves? Don't sit there and think you don't have answers. You're just not staying still long enough to get the answer. And perhaps you'll need something in the Mercury retrograde to pull the plug on you to get you to have the thoughts that you need to think. But if you're still your mind, doesn't have to be so abrupt. Stacy, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for popping in and sharing all of your wisdom and astrology. We know that you have been studying and practicing astrology for the past 30 years. We appreciate your expertise. Those of you listening, if you would love to connect with Stacy for a one-on-one session, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. There you'll see all of her offerings. She'll be able to give you your chart. Perhaps your birthday's coming up and you want to do your solar return, that trip around the sun, and what does it have to look like coming up? What plans do we have to make? I know Stacy alluded to the fact that we've got to do my solar return and see what's coming up for Sarah Spiritual. So come on, Geminis, go to destinyinthestars.com. Come on, Cancers, go to destinyinthestars.com. Let's jump on. Let's see what the year's going to bring. And those of you who want to know other aspects of what's going on in your chart, go to destinyinthestars.com and visit Stacy and register for your personal session. Stacy, is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing time and space with us.
My pleasure. Again, happy birthday, and we'll see you next month.
See you next month. Bye for now.
Bye.